Okay, good Era of Yemtiv. I know that we this is planned as a 49 part series, but it is Era of Yemtiv, and I do want to share very brief thoughts Era of Yemtiv. One of the oddities of Shavuos, and there are many, many oddities, and you would expect oddities because it's the day of Matan Torah. Matan Torah is a cosmic day. It's not a human day. It's not terrestrial. It's celestial. So anytime we encounter Hashem or encounter His will, there are going to be oddities. So one of the oddities of Shavuos is that there are no mitzvahs. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were mitzvahs. We call them korbanos, shtei halechem, two kvasim, the tenufa. But sadly, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, Meheri Yibarabim, Heravi Ameinu. And you'd expect there to be non-Beis HaMikdash-centered mitzvahs, like Rosh Hashanah HaShofar, like Sukkot Lulav and Sukkos, like Pesach HaMatzah and Chametz, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants mitzvahs to be independent of Beis HaMikdash. What is a Yom Tov without a mitzvah? And you know, Shavuos, there are no mitzvahs. Now, Tikkun was a nice minhag, and I recommend it for all. Now, I'm in South Africa this year trying to help its Tikkun experience, but it's a late-breaking minhag. It's about 500 years old, not more. So there are no mitzvahs on Shavuos. And part of the answer to that question is because Shavuos is a day which, and I'll say this very gingerly, and please let me explain, obviously, don't turn off the podcast, is it's a day which is beyond mitzvahs. Now, how could religious experience transcend mitzvahs? The answer is as follows. Torah is eternal. Torah is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not of this world. It was delivered to this world. It can be studied in this world. It can be understood in this world. But as one of my earlier shiurim discussed, Torah kadma li'olam alpaim shana. It preceded our world, and it will succeed our world in our lives. So when we get up to Shemayim, of course we'll be studying Torah, because it's the will of Hashem. And there are plenty of Gemaras that allude to this. Misifta derakia, the Gemara Moed Katan, where Rav Ashi asks the Malach HaMavis to wait a month, because when you come into Gan Eden, the next world, they say, Ashrei mi shebalekan v'tamudo biyado. But you don't need Gemaras to prove it. It's implicit. Torah is the will of Hashem, so it's so to speak, it hovers above this world, even though we study it in this world. Mitzvahs are limited to the physical time we spend in this physical world. There's no mitzvahs in the next world. There's no matzah. There's no tefillin. There's no lulav. There's no sukkah. There's in the non-physical world. We don't have bodies, and that's why. When a person dies, they become pater from mitzvahs. And that's why when we visit grave sites and we visit cemeteries, try to be as sensitive as possible, not to flaunt our mitzvah performance, because it's mocking people who can no longer be mekayem mitzvahs. It's called loig larash, cheref osehu. So Shavuos is the day in which, in our attempt to transcend time and to transcend place, which is really what Torah is, that's why Torah itself transcends time and place. We don't really know when the Torah was given. Torah isn't clear about that. Chazal pieced together that it was given on Yom HaBikurim. Even in Chazal's analysis, it's unclear whether it was day six, day seven of Sivan, depending upon the alignment of the months. It's beyond place. It's in some desert, no-name desert. We can't trace. We don't really know where Sinai is. In our attempt to reach out to that transcendence, that's surpassing other mitzvahs are quieted and muted to make room for something which, in some ways, transcends mitzvahs. Now, don't get me wrong. Person says, I want to study Torah. I don't want to perform mitzvahs. Well, you know what? That's not even considered Talmud Torah. Lomeid shlomen aslasos isn't even considered lomeid in the mitzvah. Because in this world, we have to translate our Talmud Torah into obedience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way in this world we translate obedience is through mitzvahs. In the next world, the translation will be very different because there will not be any mitzvahs. I can't tell you, I've never been there, but it's a different translation. But in this world, without mitzvahs, without intent to perform, that's why you can't excuse yourself from a mitzvah simply because you're studying Torah. You can't say, oh, sigma mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, pater mishar mitzvahs, even though you can apply that exemption for any other mitzvah. If I'm involved in, I don't know, watching an aveda, I'm pater from giving tzedakah to a nani because I'm oh, sigma mitzvah. But Talmud Torah, if it doesn't lead to mitzvahs, if it cancels mitzvahs, it comes to the cross of mitzvahs, it's not Talmud Torah. But in its essence, Talmud Torah is something which is far more eternal, far more enduring. As a famous Pasuk in Mishlei, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So mitzvah is compared to a candle. Torah is compared to light. One of the differences between a candle and light, between a mitzvah and Torah, is that a candle is physical. There's wax, there's oil, there's a flame, there's a wick. Whereas Or is something supernal. It's light. It comes from many, many different sources. It's much, much more abstract. It's eternal. Light waves are eternal. They can't be destroyed. A candle at some point extinguishes. Many other differences. Why Ner Mitzvah is compared to a candle, Torah is compared to light. So just some thoughts for Shavuos. When there are no mitzvahs, it's because we're meant to focus all of our attention on receiving a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, which is eternal. And we will, Mitzvah Hashem, be celebrating Shavuos in some fashion, even in the next world, when we don't have any bodies and we can't eat matzah, we can't sit in the sukkah, but we will be, in some way, shape, or form, engaged in understanding the will of Hashem as it was incorporated into the Torah that He gave us 3,300 years ago at Har Sinai. Chag Sameach.